Well, thank you for joining us again on the Inner Garden Online Chapel. We've been away for a few weeks because we've been really, really busy thinking up some great things for you with the help of God. You know, basically, we have to realize that God gives us dreams, which we've talked about many, many times. This is Reverend Barbara Leonard, and I want to tell you about a dream that's been going on with us for a while. It started with Dawn talking to me from BBS Radio to come online and do an online chapel. And as we started doing that, we get a few calls in from people and talk to them at the end of the program, but we usually give a little church service ahead of it. So I found that maybe it would be a little bit more exciting if I could have a land-based church where I could have different speakers come in and talk to us and bring up different topics so that it isn't boring and it keeps everybody's week going and thinking about the new things they've heard. So, of course, as God does, He made available a breakfast service for us that we would have at 8:30 in the morning and to 9:30. And we had some really interesting speakers come in and talk to us about some topics to do with how things have happened in their life and how God has come into their life with this positive energy and helped them with through their thinking to change their life around. So in the process of this, we thought, well, we're doing pretty good. We'll videotape these, and we will put them online on our site. And then if people want to see the people who are talking, they could go into www.innergarden.com, and they could click onto our video. Well, in the process of doing this, I find out that about 3 weeks. Well, we're back on the air. We've had a little technical difficulty, which happens from time to time. We have those little gremlins out there that sometimes get a hold of our communications. And so we'll just continue on with our stories. So anyway, we are opening the church. It is called Balance Point Intergarden Online Chapel. It will be in Ocean Park Community Center in British Columbia here, South Surrey District. And we will be having a service from 11 to 12 every Sunday, and we're going to videotape it so you can be part of our congregation. So we're thinking that that will be a very interesting thing for the people out there. So if you are listening, I'm going to play a little bit of one of the breakfast services, and if you really want to hear the rest of it, or you'd like to keep following us after June the 3rd, the following week, June the 10th, we'll start having the video on, and you can come to the service right from your living room. So that will be really great. I'm just going to now play a little bit of one of the breakfast services so that you can hear the audio of it. And if you want to go www.innergarden.com, you can click in on our videos and see a video presentation. Okay, here we go. And just stay with us and hold on. Okay, let's just keep caught up on here. We're having some problems, so we changed to a different program to carry us through now. So I'll just let you listen to this, and we'll stop in a few moments, and you can give me some phone calls if you like and ask some questions.
So he says to me in the process of this about a number of things that I could really relate to, but it gives me a projection for the future. He said, you make a good medium. And I went to myself, I'm not talking to no dead people. Not anybody. And as he has been able to say to me, you know, you're going to have this happen between the 50 years since I actually, some odd years since I had that reading. I probably at that time would have switched the tea leaves down the sink and never ever read them again. Because it would have seemed so overwhelming. You know, that I would have been able to, first of all, even stand up in front of people would have been just absolutely a thought that would have just knocked me flat on my backside, because I could not stand up before six people when I was speaking to them. Now, speaking with them, I was a bit of a joker, and I could always speak with people, but I couldn't speak from the idea that I was having people listen to what I had. So much so that I had a brownie pass when I was 26, They asked me if I would come to the church and make a report on the brownie bag. And I got so sick my poor husband had to go make the brownie report for the church because I couldn't. I just went numb. My tongue was like strangling, and I thought I was going to, you know, be violently ill. I just could not get out there and do that. So thought that God might have a dream for me that someday, that not only would I be speaking to people at churches and things, but in the process I have had television work, radio work. I've spoken among 500 or 600 people in the congregation, most people that have been there at lectures and seminars. And I look at it now and I go back and I think, whoa, if God had ever opened that up to me, that would have been it. I probably just would not have continued on. So you never know what actually God does have in mind for you. But the big thing is that when you do get an idea, not to just throw it away. Don't say, well, it's impossible for me to do it. Who am I to think that I can do that? Well, you know, I'm no different than the rest of you are, being the fact that I have to do speaking or work as a minister or whatever, makes me absolutely no different than the rest of the people that I'm working with. And I say yes because I think every member of the church is looking to fill doctors. And so they have dreams. Each one of you have dreams. You have goals. I bet if I sat down with you, I could say to you, tell me something that you always desired to do that you've not accomplished. Then you have something back there. And so I'm saying to you, if you do have something there, God gives you to a passion or something that you really want to do, whether it's tap dancing or art or whatever it is, what is stopping you today from doing that and trying to go forward with that passion? Nothing but fear. You need to be in the comfort zone. Now, a fellow that I'm kind of borrowing that information from was talking to Dr. Schuller, and he has written a book, and I should have brought the name with me, and which I did, and I will inform you of what it is. But he wrote a book, and in the process, he talks about how many times that he was in the center of his comfort zone and ran to the edge of it. And just wouldn't step outside of it and ran back and held on for hope in the middle of it. He said he had an 18-lane highway and 20-something to the edge and would not step over that edge until one day he discovered that's what the secret is. But the big secret is if you want to attract things to you that are going to make your life better, you have to come outside of your comfort zone. You have to say, what is it that I really think God wants me to do? What is the passion that was built in me when I came here? And that's what we really need to do. If each and every one of you have different talents and different abilities, Derek is an absolute magnificent medium. Derek is better than I am at what he does. But I'm better than Derek is at what I do. I don't need to be concerned about Ray, whether he gets up here and he speaks another time. And that he may be better than I am, because what Ray would bring to you would be something that you need to hear, and he has that ability to be able to have a good insight to that particular thing, and he can present that in a way that you're going to resonate with what he has to say. I am going to say something that's going to resonate with what you have to say. As a medium, when we do mediumship, and we do mediumship to different people, here. The people that are drawn to come to this meeting today are here because there's a reason for them to be here. Either something that I'm going to say in the conversation that we're having right now, or something that maybe is going to be said when we do a little bit of mediumship. But they will be here because there is something that's necessary. Now, most of the mediums that work will get up and they will give a message. They'll give a message to Leah or whatever. They'll give messages out to that person. And everybody thinks, you know, what's that medium to give a message to me? The key to that is listen when the medium is giving the message. Because when that medium is giving a message, that is a message that's coming partly for the whole group. There may be something in there that is going to be for the whole group. And although your mom maybe in spirit can't get a connection through to me because he hasn't got in the line, first in line, and somebody else got their nickel ready for the slot and jumped in ahead of them. They're giving a message to that person that's going to resonate with something in your life. No, the name's not going to be the same, but there are going to be some times when you'll hear a Me Too message. And you'll hear mediums talk about that, especially John Edwards. He'll talk about a Me Too. He'll give a message, and it may be that Raven comes in and she hasn't really a need for a message, but there may be somebody she's associated with that is needing a message, and there'll be a message given to her that will answer them. And so you need to realize that God is constantly giving you information all day long. There is a special ability for each and every one of you. This gentleman here, I just met him and Lois and Josh. In case anybody doesn't know Lois, Lois and Jean have astral connections. Tremendous place to go to meet a lot of people of like mind. And you know, I don't know how much volume of business they do, but I'll tell you one thing, they do a tremendous volume of spiritual work down there that is putting little stars up in the heavens when they get there. There's going to be a lot of credits, a lot of people that can help through the door. And, you know, Lois has a lot of things going on down there. And, you know, sometimes when you go into her shop, you're talking to her, she'll say something. And she doesn't really claim to be a medium, but she is used as a medium. To somebody who may come in that's been stressed, or somebody that comes in there. All day long, you people, each and every one of you, are working as mediums. You're touching people in your churches and your schools and your children in schools or teachers or whatever. You're touching people everywhere that you go, and you never know what's standing behind your mind. On Friday of mine, there might be somebody at the grocery store that really just needs that smile and that encouragement. So, what I do here is what my passion is and what God has called me to do. Each and every one of you are called to do something. Don't be afraid to get up to come at home. And just enjoy having the passion of going to do something. I'm going to do a little bit of leadership. Derek, would you like to come up and give me a hand of leadership? Are you new? Or? Environment to get is that the biggest part that you've got to deal with right now is to not feel like you're a fraud when you give somebody else advice and then you think of it yourself, but you can listen to that myself. That happens to all of us, that's how we learn. And I don't know how many times I've read to somebody and I think, Barbara, when you listen to what you're saying to that person, that's not that unusual. That's how we grow and that's how we learn new things. You understand that?
Thank you for listening to that. You'll hear at the end of when I was talking there that there was some clairvoyance given by Derek White Skycloud as well as some clairvoyance that I did for the audience there. When you're able to go into www.innergarden.com and go see the video, you will probably hear it a little bit better than what you did here because we have not got a straight through transmission to the phone. So do go in there. Now, I would like to ask anybody that's out there that would like to give us a phone call, maybe get a little complimentary mini reading or talk to us a little bit about what our future with the church is going to be and what they would think about being able to sit in their own living room and join us on a church service if they don't have a spiritualist-type church around them. Now, I have to talk a little bit about what this church is going to actually represent. And what we are is an interdenominational spiritualist church, which means it whether you're brought up in the Christian faith or you've been brought up as a Buddhist or you're brought up in any different direction, we don't want you to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We realize that all spiritual pathways lead to the same God. And our principles that we believe that we live by is that God by any name, in essence, is the same one God. We acknowledge, validate, and appreciate each other's uniqueness and differences, embracing each other as part of God's spiritual family. Communion of spirit and the ministry of angels, a continuant existence of life for each individual spirit, personal responsibility, acknowledgement that thought is the seed of creation. Each person will attract a life harvest according to what he or she thinks. And all spiritual pathways lead to the one God. Now, this is what we basically are introducing to the church so that we can have speakers that come from every walk of life. But the main thing is that they're reaching for the highest and the best of themselves to be all that they can be and to take what they have learned on their pathway and share a little bit with other people. Now, there aren't two Anglicans sitting side by side in a church that think exactly the same way. They all come to God in a slight different way. The same thing happens with any other church or any other doctrine. We all perceive it in our own way, which has a little bit of common everyday experiences that we add to and what we interpret these things as. So the interpretation is very much going to be dependent on what we feel God is and how we feel that we're supposed to serve him. So the church itself seems like it's going to be a lot of fun. As I said, if you'd like to, just give us a call. If there's anybody out there that would like to call in to us, just call the BBS radio lines. And I'm just going to grab the phone numbers because I left them over in my other chair. So just stay patient with me while I do this. And in the United States, you can call 1-877-876-5227. And I believe the Canadian number has been changed. So check online at bbsradio.com. It will tell you the phone numbers, and we'd love to hear from you. The direct international number is 530-876-3222. So if you'd like to call in and have a little talk with us about what was going on. I was listening a little bit before I came on the air to Michael's program that was on ahead of us, and I heard Richard Selva come on the air and talk a little bit, not the whole thing, unfortunately. It would have been very interesting to be able to hear everything that he had to say, but talking a little bit about the church that he has and the direction that they're going. And even though he says it's kind of a yoga church, it doesn't really matter what title that we have on that. It sounds to me as if they are basically reaching to the highest and best and trying to get people to find the best of themselves through their higher connection with God, with that source of life, whatever it is that you want to call it. So we're really excited about the plans that God has. Now, I'll tell you, in this talk that I did, I was talking about when I was 21 years old, and I went to have a teacup reading by a gentleman in Victoria, British Columbia. And if he had have been able at that time to project to me the possibilities that God had in mind for me, I probably wouldn't be here doing this broadcast today because it would have scared the bejeebers right out of me. I would not have ever believed that I'd be able to get into an audience and be able to have anything to say to them in the first place. But secondly, be able to have the strength to stand up there and not be scared to death to even open my mouth. And that is a lot of times something that happens to everyone, is that we sometimes go through parts of our life where things aren't really exposed to what the future is going to be. And sometimes that's a better thing than what we know. Most certainly, spirit is there. The guardian angels are there. The people who come in from the earth angels that are brought into your life are there to help you, to give you a little insight, to give you a little guidance, to give you a little light on your pathway. But the real truth is the pathway is your pathway. And the way we want to project in the church that we are now founding is that it is your pathway, and that when you come to the church, it's a fellowship. That's why we go to church, is to have the fellowship and the sharing and be able to appreciate, validate, and acknowledge everyone, everybody's walk in life as being what is necessary for them. And it isn't up to me any more than it is up to my guides or the angels to tell you what you should do with your life. That is up to God and to you and the bargain that you make with God. This is what I'm laying on your pathway. These are the dreams I have you on your pathway for you, the potential I have given you to work with. And between you and God, you make the arrangements and the agreement to go forward with that. And it isn't up to anybody to interfere with that. Now, if somebody comes for counseling with me and they say, what should I do? Should I do this or should I do that? It's not really up to me to make a decision for them, because I'm making that from my inside of myself, from my spirit, from my experience, and based on what my tolerance level might be in any given time. Whether I have a lot of fear, whether I am absolutely fearless, would have a lot to do with whether or not I would be excited about what they want to do or not. The good counselors say, well, how are you feeling about this? When we give counsel, when we usually give them the information without knowing what they're coming there for first as a medium, and that gives verification, verifies what the person already has in their heart. And then they can acknowledge, yes, God has been talking to me. This is what God has been in mind for me, and this is what's been going on. Then they can turn around and they can say, okay, now how can I do that? Now, most certainly, if you can give someone a help, if you can say to them, well, when I was going through a particular situation, this is what helped me, or this is what I did. So it's very easy for me to say and be honest about saying what would work for me, what has worked for me in the past, and this is how I approached a certain situation or a challenge in my life. It is not up to me to tell you that that's what you should do in your life, however. I can recall one time a fellow coming to me and saying that he was planning to get married, and he said to me, do you think I should get married or not? And I said, the fact that you are asking me that question leads me to believe that you already have your answer within yourself. Because if you're doubting it enough that you come to me to ask me whether you think I think that you should marry this lady, then you have doubts within yourself. And until those doubts are clarified and that you have been able to satisfy yourself that they are not something to concern yourself about, then it is a time to stand back and do nothing. And then a lot of times that's exactly what we need to do. So we need to stand still, be quiet within ourselves, and listen to what our inner connection with God is saying to us. And that is really important. I'm really excited, though. I don't know how many of you out there know that I'm not a young person in most people's minds. I am 72 years old. I'll be 73 this year. And I'm looking at a brand new challenge that's come up here. Now, we just in December last year had the challenge of coming on the air and meeting all of you people from BBS Radio, wondering whether or not this would be a successful move for us, because I want to be able to help in any way that I can people to find their own pathway to God, to that peace of mind, to that creative part of themselves within that lets them be all they be. So that was a challenge, and I talked to a lot of people that are in my circle of friends, a lot of people in my circle of spiritual communication that I communicate day to day at different churches and whatnot, and talk to them about this great opportunity, because that's what I really do feel it is, a great opportunity for us to be on the air and be able to go worldwide
just imagine that. When I was a young child, to think that I could pick up a radio through an internet, which I had no idea even what that would have been, or even what a computer would have been. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know what a television was at that time. But to be able to talk worldwide to people out there and help them be all they could be, that just boggles my mind that we can do that within seconds. We can be heard in Australia, we can be heard in Europe, we can be heard anywhere in the world. And here we are sitting in beautiful, sunny, sometimes soggy Surrey, British Columbia, and enjoying our wonderful springtime, where in other parts of the world they may be looking at the fall, at the end of the season, doing their harvest. And yet we can all be talking together within seconds of the time that the thought leaves my mind, goes through my mouth, and goes out into the airway. How magnificent are these creations that God gives man the ability to create, because it's all there in the beginning. It is already all developed in the universal mind, and we are able to tune into that with the highest and best of ourselves and be able to link with these ideas. And a lot of people say, well, what makes you think that that is? Well, when I was a young kid, I was sick with pneumonia, and I used to 3 months in bed in those days. If you managed to survive pneumonia, you usually had about 3 months in bed getting over the pneumonia. And 8 years old, I needed to amuse myself a lot. I read a lot of comic books and listened to a lot of soap operas and a lot of things. But however, I remember Buck Rogers. And Buck Rogers was a cartoon that had this man who could fly into space with a power pack, a rocket power pack on his back, and he could go in space and he could go from planet to planet and communicate. And you think to yourself, there's Buck Rogers, somebody's imagination, some cartoonist drew this, amazing information for young people to think about. They had movies and things like that that also projected the type of, you know, going to the moon and all of this type of stuff, which was total fantasy. Fantasy at that time, because in 1948, 49, when I was in school and we were studying about the Earth's atmosphere and how outside the Earth's atmosphere that you would burn up trying to get between the Earth through the Earth's atmosphere and get outside of that, that any vehicle that could travel, any rocket that we might be able to make, travel through that would burn up before it got into space. And that it would be impossible for man to be able to go to the moon. However, if for some reason we were able to develop a metal that would be able to sustain that tremendous heat, and we were able to go into space, it would take the lifetime of 3 times man's normal life to get from the Earth to the moon at that time, at the speed that they were able to move. And so a truth in science back in 1948-49, when we were studying this, of course, was that this was an impossibility, even if we could get outside the Earth's atmosphere, that we would ever do interplanetary travel. And yet, we watch just a few short years later where they start getting rockets, they start getting ones that go out with the unmanned ones, and they get outside and they float around the outside of the world and they come back in, and they can actually have an idea where they're going to land these satellites or these rockets or whatever that they are, the spaceships that they're sending out there. And further to that, then we got the men on the moon, and they walked on the moon, and we had pictures of them walking on the moon. We now have space stations out there. We have satellites that allow us to do exactly what we're doing today. Isn't this just marvelous? In a very short time, in just a little bit over half a century, the growth that we have had in the ability to communicate worldwide on the World Wide Web and to be able to travel outside of the Earth's atmosphere and be able to do exploration of space, because of course that was the new idea, because we have already had our explorers go through the world and discover America, discover all these passageways, and been able to fly around the world in short periods of time, and we've been able to do that. Now we're talking of being able to go into the universe and be able to see what's going on there. And we can all use hypotheses. We can all think about what that might be. One of the hypotheses that I have put out to my students, and I tell them, just remember, this is a hypothesis, and because I say that that's maybe what I think, doesn't mean that it is the ultimate answer. But here's a thought. Now, what if, in actual fact, Einstein's theory of relativity is that outside of the Earth's atmosphere, the Earth zone, shall we say, when we're talking about in levels of consciousness, outside of there, there is no time. So there is rainstorm going down, and that should we be able to break the speed of light, we would be able to time travel. Now, this has been, again, something that has been in comic books, it's something that has been in movies, some fantasy that has gone on. But fantasies have become realities, just as 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea, that became a reality that we did actually have submarines and be able to move under the sea in submarines. So what was yesterday's creation in somebody's mind to write a book or to do a comic strip becomes a reality. So we'll say, what if this is happening? And so in that essence, somewhere in what we call time, many generations ahead of us, they have discovered not only how to break the sound barrier as we did many years ago, but how to break the speed of light. And they're able to time travel. And what if that were true, to my students, and the spaceships and the visitors that we are getting that are observing us and that are flying around in what we call unidentified flying objects, what if they are our descendants who are coming back on a study to see how we lived and what we did? And it would make a lot of sense that they would not interfere with us at this time on our Earth plane, because if they did, that would alter their future and they probably wouldn't exist. It's hard for us to understand that, but everything is happening simultaneously. That means that the experiences when I'm crossing over from my soul into these multi-massive energies that are individual spirits performing in many levels of consciousness, whether it be on the physical plane or spiritual plane, time essence on the physical plane, it may be back in 53 BC that we're able to go into the seat of our soul and cross over and touch into that, which is where we get the reincarnation theories that we can able to touch in to other existences that are related to us, because indeed we are all related in the seat of that soul, and all these experiences like a jigsaw puzzle are all coming together and becoming one. And so this is quite a quantum physics experiment or thought that goes out from a lot of people who are attempting to study that theory and going down to try to prove it. We can't prove God. We can't prove that what we say is exactly the only way that it will work. We are not the only pathway through spiritualism or Roman Catholic Church or through the Anglican Church or the Baptist Church. That isn't the only pathway to this great, wonderful God that is the creator, the source of life. Everybody has an opportunity to follow a pathway to the highest and best. And so we find this really, really interesting theories, and we're starting to connect a lot of people with the church so that we can have different people with different ideas come out. I'll you to look at the theory that they
present. See if it resonates with you. See if it sits well with you. But the ultimate thing is that we know there is a creator, a source, whether you call it creator, source of light, science, X power of unknown commodity, or the word God. It's all the same. It doesn't really matter by any other name. God is still God. And so in our chapel, this is what we're going to be doing. Now, we're going to talk to BBS Radio and talk to Dawn. Once we get this going, it may be a few weeks again now that we are not online at this time. We will be starting to get the new videos on the line. Dawn will be able to feed in from them from our source and pass them through, and they can go through BBS Radio. And then down the line, we're even talking about the possibility of maybe being able to put live broadcasts. In other words, you'll be able to sit in your living room with your computer or in your office with your computer and actually participate and watch at the same time that we are actually doing our services. Now, of course, in there, we do have clairvoyance, which is giving messages that are impressed by us through the link of some person that is in the congregation. And we are going to attempt in some way to be able to try to work that in some way that we give an opportunity, just like we have right now, that if you choose to phone in and call and talk to us for a complimentary reading, that we will do some clairvoyance that will be through the open line. But we have a little kinks to get out of all of this yet, so we want you to be a little bit patient with us and just look at the possibilities that God's putting out there for us. And just like everybody else, we don't always see the picture all the way until God starts working with us. We thought we were starting with a radio network on the internet, talking to you out there, talking about how to connect with your goddess and to make yourself a happy person, to help you in some way. Now it has grown from the breakfast service, which we did for about 3 weeks, to this wonderful situation that we have coming up now with a large church, a congregation that we have right now that has been coming there of 40 plus people. We're hoping to fill the church there. The hall that we're using has a capacity of 144, and our goal at the moment is to watch that grow and have them there, but even more so, watch the World Wide Web carry this to all the people that are out there that would be getting an uplift every Sunday from the wonderful broadcasts that these people are going to come to the church and talk to you and share with you about their experiences. So we're really excited about that. We do hope that all of you out there are also excited about that. The other thing, too, that you want to do is listen to BBS Radio and tune in, go into the advertisement that they have on there of different things that are going on, listen to the information that they're putting out about where they're expanding, what they're doing, because we have some really progressive people at BBS Radio. And what they're doing is every day they are just opening their mind to the creator, to that creative energy that gives them information about where they can go. And there is no limit to where I see this station going. They are aiming towards bringing us online with the video so that you can see a live show, a live program. You will see that that is going to just expand and just blossom right out into just a wonderful new station that they're going to have online there. Not new BBS, but a new section that will have to do with the people who are doing video. And that is just going to be so exciting. Every day that I talk to Dawn, every Sunday when I talk to him, he's got new ideas brewing down there. So I know that there's an unlimited storehouse of ideas. You never, ever, ever have to be alone or without resources, because there's always someone just waiting around the corner
to come into your inner circle of friendship if you just open and move yourself out of the comfort zone. And also, there are so many ideas. Dawn and his staff down there are just constantly, and Doug, are constantly tuning in to what they can do next to bring service to you guys, and they are so excited about it. It's a passion with them. This isn't a money thing. This is a passion. Same thing with us. There's always ideas coming from God. Hey, you can expand it to this. This will give better service to this area. Right now we're trying to expand our pastoral ministry, which means that we will have people working with the church that will be making an effort to keep track if any of our people are in the hospital, they're coming home from the hospital, they are in need of counseling, or they need someone to come and even put soup and sandwiches on. And there's some cases where we have people who maybe are going through a tough time that our pastoral ministry will be able to help in that way, that we'll be able to raise money to help when there's burnout, which we had here in Surrey not too long ago, just after Christmas, just within the week of Christmas to New Year's, they had a burnout, and there were 34 families that lost everything. They were not insured because they are living in low-cost housing. They can barely have enough money to keep them body and soul together, and even if it's only $15 a month, some of them cannot afford to even be paying the insurance. My thinking, I would say we can't afford not to. However, when it happens and they are without resources, it's not for us to ask, why did you do this? Our job is to jump in and say, what can we do to help you? Because when your fellow man has a problem and he's going through either a physical, mental, or spiritual challenge, it's up to you to step in and step up and be that person that God intended you to be. Be that earth angel that goes out and does whatever you can. Most certainly, you cannot do it all by yourself. First of all, you need God. You need God's ideas of how can I get a group of people together to do this. And many years ago, we had an experience where a very close friend of ours in the spiritual sister, who was a tremendous psychic artist, had stepped off a plane in California and had taken a stroke. And the group of people up here, even though this lady had since gone back to New York and she'd flown into California and we hadn't seen her for a number of years, when we heard of her need, we said, yes, we could all maybe send a few dollars, but wouldn't it be better if we could all get together and we could put on some kind of a benefit and then we could send thousands of dollars. And so it wasn't a great deal of money, but it was enough to give a little bit of help for her therapy and to help her family get her back on her feet. And so this is what you need to do as ministers for God, is to go out there and do that. Now I'd like you to join me in a closing prayer. I'd like you to ask for guidance and help for us and for our people, our board of directors, and for our ministers, and for our workers, for this new church. So Heavenly Father, we ask that you draw close to each and every person that's out there, that they are willing to put up a thought, and as one thought goes up and a second thought is added to it, that intention multiplies 10 times in the healing power and in the creative power. And we ask for healing for all those people in our pastoral ministry, and all the healing for all the people that they're serving. We ask for help for our ministers so that they will be able to give the guidance and give the right words, and the mediums be able to just touch into that very important part of that person's life that they are dealing with. Ask you, Father, that we are able to reach out with the help of BBS Radio and the internet and the new video programs and the new online and face church connection, and that Belmont's Point Inner Garden Online Chapel will be successful at helping many of the people that are in need out there. Amen. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you just be patient if we're not online for a few weeks. Dawn will fill in some things and keep a watch on the site, because whether we are able to make it at the same time, because we're going to be in church service in Surrey at the same time as this broadcast is on. So either we're going to be broadcasting a week late with that, or we're going to need to change the time. So keep a watch for Inner Garden and what time zone that we are going to be working in. And please support BBS Radio. They certainly are doing a fantastic job up there. Go to innergarden.com, www.innergarden.com, and see the video that we're going to be starting to do. And also, remember that these are only the practice ones, so the real ones are going to start in the 3rd of June. Also, please remember to send a prayer up for us every day, and for those people in need out there, and all the healing for everyone. We ask you to join us again. Contact BBS Radio by email. Contact us at barb@innergarden.com to find out where we're going, what's going on, and keep a watch on our www.innergarden.com, because your information is always on there. Thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you next week. God bless.